This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. We continue our discussion about the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Joining me, CVG Chief Executive Officer Candace McGraw, Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce President Steve Stevens, and Doug Moorman with Development Strategies Group. And again, you can join the conversation 513-419-7100. You can email your questions or comments to talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And we have a question from Mary by email. She asks, what is CVG doing to keep DHL operating at CVG? And what are the contingencies if DHL should move like they did with Wilmington?
DHL actually has a lease with us through 2032. They are very important to us. We meet with them at least weekly. We know they're a very important tenant of ours, and we have a very good ongoing relationship with them. The facility they operate at CVG actually had been constructed even prior to their move to Wilmington. I understand their move to Wilmington was that they had changed their business model, thought that they could operate there, decided that wasn't the best business model for DHL, and then they came back to CVG and continued to operate in that facility. So they're a long-term tenant of ours, and we love them up daily.
And let's talk to Elizabeth from Lebanon. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to say to the panel there that it's interesting coming, listening to NPR right now in this topic, because recently I booked a flight out of CVG to Disney. I had been watching the flights between Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus, and typically the rates are less expensive out of Dayton and Columbus, but I just happened to get on at the right time at the right place and got a direct flight nonstop out of Cincinnati into Disney. Like I said, nonstop, perfect time, perfect everything, perfect price, and I couldn't believe it. So I've been bragging and telling everybody, I have to admit, people have been kind of like, wow, out of Cincinnati. And I'm like, yes, So I hope I'm directing maybe some business your way.
I hope so.
You need to be on the website.
Yeah, good job. Steve, when you mentioned about the website, we get great comments and great feedback all the time. And we actually are launching, and it may even be live now, little testimonial sites on our website, because I do think sometimes it's easier to have some negative perceptions than it is to emphasize the positive. And so, yeah, please go on our website, mark it down. We'd love to hear from you, and we really appreciate your business.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for your comment. And Candace, is there maybe her friend's reactions. Wow, Cincinnati. Is Cincinnati fighting a perception problem? Is the airport fighting a perception that we're overpriced and it's not the place to fly out of?
I think we're working to change that conversation, and we're trying hard to change that conversation. We've won Best Regional Airport in North America 3 years in a row, and it's because we're dedicated to customer service. We're dedicated to a safe, secure airport. We're the only airport in this country that has what's called Safety Act certification, which means we meet or exceed every standard from the Department of Homeland Security. We take our business very seriously. We treat our passengers very well, and we're working on the passenger fare issue with our airline partners.
And Mark, let me just comment that, high fares have been persistent at the airport for a number of years. But as Elizabeth said earlier, what happens ultimately is if there's been persistent high fares, people stop looking. And the fact of the matter is there are good prices and good deals periodically. So we don't want people to stop looking.
Correct.
So keep coming back, checking it out. You're going to find something every now and then.
Well, and I think you're going to find it often. And I think you're going to start finding it more often. So we do hope people check our website first. You can also actually go on our website. We have an airfare deal section on our website, and you can sign up. We will be happy to send you ongoing information about the airport and what's going on. And we'd love to have that communication with either current existing passengers or people who could be potential passengers. And we'd like to hear your feedback and your dialogue, but we'll be happy to send you information on airfare deals as we learn them.
Let's talk to Bella from Cincinnati. Hi, Bella. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. And thank you for your patience and waiting. What's your comment?
Not a problem. First of all, I'm not a business traveler. I do travel frequently. And it would be lovely if, rather than looking for good deals, the CVG would offer their fares would be less. My question is, why is it that fares to Chicago, Sometimes during the week, they are anywhere between $700 and $900. And then it seems that if they don't fill their airplanes, they will have deals as low as $150, $125 to $200 over the weekend.
You know, airfare pricing is done solely by the airlines, and it really is sort of a mystery of how those pricing desks work sometimes. We have ongoing discussions with the carriers. There's a science to it. I don't know how they work it in the mix, but there's a rhyme or reason to it.
Well, isn't it true, too, that on every airline, every airplane, there is a host of fares that
are
being
offered. Oh,
there's
a huge disparity, right?
And so, you know, you're looking at, you know, an airline that's trying to get rid of those seats and fill them up. And if you've been on flights recently, and I've been on several, I mean, they are all completely full. Well, they're doing everything they possibly can to get rid of every seat so that they are full. So you're going to get some of that last minute push down on the price.
Well, sure, absolutely right. You know, the airlines have finally figured out how to make money for their business. They've consolidated the industry. There's fewer carriers out there now. They have taken some of their older aircraft offline without backfilling it. As Steve had said, they're very expensive pieces of equipment to purchase and operate. And then they fill them up. You know, back in the old days when I started in this business, if a aircraft was about 60% full, an airline would try to add on another aircraft, or they would bring on a bigger aircraft. That's not the case anymore. I think the airlines are, you know, they know they're leaving some passengers at the gate oftentimes, but it's more cost effective for them not to bring additional aircraft online than to upgauge, et cetera.
Bella, thank you for your question. We appreciate it. If you're a business owner or you're a travel coordinator, give us a call and tell us, do you fly out of CVG? 513-419-7100 is the phone number to call. And let's talk to Jennifer from Mount Airy. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer, are you still with us? Okay, don't have Jennifer there. Let's go to Mike from Covington. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Pretty good. I just had a question about what plans, if any, the Airport Authority has for improving public transportation to and from the airport.
Great question. I would love to work on the whole public transit issue. Actually, I met just this week with the general manager for TANK, the Northern Kentucky Transportation Authority, talking about some plans into the future on how to strengthen those bus routes. I referenced earlier our master plan, which was just completed. We have in that master plan a corridor reserved for some rail service into we'd love to connect into the city if that would ever be possible. But those are, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of investment. And, you know, that would be a longer term option. But bus service, definitely.
Because I know that both Seattle, Tacoma, SeaTac Airport and Portland's airport have such light rail transportation to and from.
Yeah, Minneapolis is another good example.
Oh, sure. There's lots of airports that have worked with communities. Actually, you know, it's oftentimes the community or et cetera that have to pay for that. The airports themselves don't pay for that. But we reserve the corridor in the event that someday we can rally around and the community could raise enough money to do that.
Mike, thank you very much for your question. Jennifer's called us back. Jennifer, what's your comment?
Yes, I was just wondering. My daughter just moved to Phoenix, Arizona. She is not a business traveler, but she travels quite a bit back and forth. We have to drive her to Indianapolis, Indiana every time because there are no nonstop flights out of CVG. So I was wondering, you know, will there ever be any nonstop flights so that we don't have to keep driving to Indianapolis?
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears, we're working on it. We have seasonal service to Phoenix. I'm hoping that you know, would work into a longer-term proposition. We had very good low levels of passenger ridership on that seasonal service, and we're talking to some carriers about that option.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your questions and your comments. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, the number to call is 513-419-7100, or you can email your question to talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Doug and Steve, what are the local businesses looking for when it comes to the airport? Wasn't there a survey done recently about that very issue?
You know, as much as we talk about fares, service still is king. You know, when we think about all the service that we once had and folks complained about fares, I think if they had it to do all over again, they'd take all that service and pay a premium just because it really is critically important to their business. It's more important for their time is very, very valuable. So so being able to get places. Candace mentioned, you know, we are at nearly every major business destination that the business community wants to go to from this region. So that is important. And so maintaining that and then even adding a couple of more of those destinations so we kind of round it out, I think that is in a very important opportunity. And then the other is, you know, frequency. We have lost some frequency. We're going to the destinations, but there are times when, you know, more than one flight per day would be very helpful, would eliminate an overnight stay, those types of things. So that's the kind of feedback we get as much as anything.
Well, and building on what Steve said earlier about the need for more international service, especially looking at the Asian community, the Asian destinations, you know, we are blessed to have Toyota in this region that has brought just a tremendous number of auto suppliers, and that connection to Asia would be very important. And I think the business community continues to look for new connections to Europe. You know, the Frankfurt flight was something that was important to the business community. I know my company represents I don't know if I can use their name without their permission, but it's a $100 million German company. We were in a meeting with one of the directors of that German company not long ago, and his biggest complaint was he had to fly here through Detroit. Flying from Frankfurt to Detroit first class was fine. Sticking him on a regional jet to come from Detroit to Cincinnati was, at the moment, the most uncomfortable experience of his life. And and consequently, he says, it's a disincentive for me to come here and look at the business that's here, to talk to my people that are running the business here. And that's not the perception we want. So I know that the airport's working hard on this, but trying to reestablish some of those connections to Europe, I think, is very important because we do have a robust international business community in Cincinnati. You know, we're one of the very few communities that has international chambers of commerce, the European American Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, the Chinese Chamber. We've got an Indian American Business Association in the community. And that's because we have a very strong international presence here. It's not just the P&Gs. It's a lot of smaller companies, medium-sized companies that are held by German companies. They're held by French companies. They're held by British companies. And reestablishing those connections to Europe could be very important to not only maintaining what we have, but continuing to grow that aspect of our economy.
Well, let's talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Hello. I have a comment and a mostly. Recently and a few years ago, we had a group flight that went out from CVG to Orlando to an event in Disney, and we were treated very well. We had a very good pricing for the group, and the other thing is that Dick Combs, Richard Combs, used to be on the Airport Board Commission. He said the greatest single asset for this region is CVG. Ever since CVG, the airport was built, this region has grown greatly because of CVG, both in business and in travel, international travel and vacation travel. And me, I used to, before 9/11, used to walk around in the airport and enjoy seeing all the people, meeting different people, even met little Richard out there. That's the one comment that I would like to purvey or give to the people that that's listening and to those that are there at your studio is that CVG is absolutely a jewel, absolutely, for this region.
Jonathan, thank you for your comment. We appreciate it.
Well, let me mention to Jonathan, too, over the air. We have a great ambassador corps, community representatives that volunteer at our airport. We have about 120 community volunteers. So if you want to come back out and walk around the airport and spread the good news, please sign up to become an airport ambassador.
And let's take a call from Tom. Tom, are you there? Okay, we don't have Tom with us. Let's talk to Pat. Pat, good afternoon.
Hi. My question is, I originally came in from Paris, And once I got through customs and agriculture, I found myself having to go through security again. When I live here, I wasn't going on any further. And I just kind of wondered why that airport's configured that way. Obviously, I mean, I never left the airport, but you still had to go through security again.
Right. That was just, I think, a throwback to when you would ultimately maybe connect on to another destination is something we're looking at given the change in the passenger mix.
Okay. Thanks. It's very irritating, but thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Pat.
No, you're not the first person, Pat, that's mentioned that to us.
Let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, good afternoon.
Hi. Every time I fly, I drive down to Louisville and I fly to Louisville because of the rates. They're so much cheaper. And I was wondering if there's any plans to maybe bring in kind of a budget airline in Cincinnati to CVG, like Southwest or Spirit. I'll take my answer off there, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca.
Well, sure. Now we have Frontier. They're a low-cost carrier, as Doug had mentioned. They started here in May, and I think they're the first low-cost carrier we've had in quite some time, maybe about 15 years or so, 10, 15 years, and they're being hugely successful. And we are talking to other low-cost carriers about coming to CVG and establishing service.
And time for one last question here from Mark. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Go right ahead. What's your comment or question?
My question is about the turnaround costs on airplanes. Because the prices are so high, is there any way that we can, you know, reduce or make more attractive the cost for gate charges or turning the plane around when they're on the ground in Cincinnati?
Yeah, interesting you brought that up. An airport's overall cost to an airline is about 4% of its overall operating cost, so it's very low. We are at or below all our regional competitors in terms of pricing out of CVG, but we're always looking for ways to become more competitive.
Mark, thank you very much for your comment. And thank you all for joining me this afternoon. Candace McGraw, CEO of the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, Steve Stevens, Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce President, and Doug Moorman with Development Strategies Group. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program is Pete Reitmeier, and the technical director is Rick Andrus. I'm Mark Haney.